Unit 5. Australia's Living Teddy Bears. Everyone loves koala bears. With their gray and white fur, round ears, big noses, and small black eyes, they look like teddy bears. Koalas are among the world's favorite animals. But how much do you know about these charming little animals? Koalas are not really bears. They are marsupials. They live in Australia, mostly in the provinces of New South Wales and Queensland. They have several other names: bangaroos, New Holland sloths, and Australian bears. Baby koalas, like baby kangaroos, are called joeys. Female koalas usually have one baby at a time. Twins are rare. Baby koalas can't open their eyes. They look like blind pink worms. Joeys stay in their mother's pouches. At 6 months, joeys look out of their mother's pouches. At 7 months, they ride on their mother's backs. Male koalas grow to about 85 centimeters in length and weigh 12 kilograms. Females are a little smaller. Koalas spend a lot of time eating. They eat only the leaves of eucalyptus trees. However, they cannot eat all eucalyptus leaves. The leaves of some trees are poisonous, and some have an unpleasant taste. Koalas' large, sensitive noses help them pick the best leaves. The leaves give the koala all the water they need. In fact, the name koala, which comes from one of the languages of the Aborigines, means no drink. Koalas are nocturnal animals. They are active mainly at twilight. During the day and for most of the night, they sleep in trees. Because their diet of leaves is low in protein, they sleep 80% of their lives. Koalas are well adapted to life in trees. They have sharp claws on their paws to help them climb. They have two thumbs on each of their four paws. This helps them grip branches. Koalas come out of trees only to get to other trees, and they are clumsy on the ground. Except for mothers and joeys, koalas live alone. Each has a home territory. The territory is a fairly large section of forest, but the koala regularly uses only a few trees in the territory. In fact, a koala may spend 30% of its time in one favorite tree. Male koalas growl loudly when other males come into their territories. Before Europeans came to Australia, Aborigines hunted koalas for food. Dingoes, the wild dogs of Australia, hunted them too. Over time, Aborigines changed their diet and the number of dingoes decreased, but there was a new danger. European Australians started to hunt koalas for their warm fur. Because koalas are friendly and slow-moving, they were easy to hunt. In 1921 alone, Australia exported 2 million koala furs. Today, they are protected from hunters, but they still face many dangers. Domestic dogs attack them, and cars hit them when they cross roads. Other threats are forest fires and diseases. However, the biggest danger is the destruction of the eucalyptus forests. More than 75% of the koala's habitat is now gone. Koalas are not now on the list of endangered species. However, some animal experts believe that the koala is in danger of extinction. They fear that in a decade or two, these living teddy bears may be seen only at zoos.